are about, you know, $1,200 a piece or something. What the sewer district has is far beyond that. I mean, it's probably pretty much state of the art.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make you aware that that system is out there and it's being in use by the sewer district. And when you talk about the sewer district and you get close to the city limits of Forsyth, I know there's a lift station or two down in the new project that's down here in Forsyth on Y Highway, other ones that are in close proximity to the villages, or that would make you aware that could be available. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, yeah. I just didn't want to talk about it and maybe have a double cost if I thought we could implement it there. But
These systems, Taneyville, I believe, is like $2,500, something like that. You know, just very, very basic alarm. You got the light and you got the horn, which you rely on a neighbor or somebody within close proximity to call you. It's kind of the entry-level alarm system. But that's what all the stations have. Even Merriam Woods, they still have this type of equipment, even though they have the auto dotter also in the cabinet. It's just a basic thing that comes with these stations. But the sewer district level, you're up into the thousands of dollars that it would take to transfer. And some of your smaller communities, it just might not be feasible for them to be able to do that yet.
Right. Yeah. Motion for approval of the sewer funding agreement between Taneyville and the village of Taneyville and Taney County, I guess it's.
Yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Interagency fire agreement.
Is this one that came about 2 or 3 years ago whenever there was something, the kind of emergency, we needed it right then, and we went ahead and did an emergency agreement to allow Road and Bridge to help with the fire over in Kizzy Mill? Where was that at? Do you remember?
It was about 2012, probably, we talked about it, or wherever.
Over Round River.
Here, but
okay. And this is what that is?
Agreement.
That way we don't have to call an emergency meeting to allow you guys to go out and assist.
Right.
Okay. Is that it?
Is that Randy and Chris, or Chris, who has that authority to call upon them? Chris, do you call Randy and say we need the...
Yeah, what we've been working on, this agreement, that is actually we're going to run it through emergency management. Whatever fire agency needs to help, they would go get a hold of emergency management,
okay.
And then I would call Randy, or I guess it could be Melissa maybe, but we get a hold of Randy and go through it. So not, I think a concern Randy had is just anybody starts calling
right.
or anything.
And that's what my concern was, right. is I just needed to know who was going to be doing that, whether it be Melissa, be you,
generally, the call would come to dispatch to Chris and vice versa. So.
Did you, Mr. Byrne, have you seen the recommendation
yes.
as far as the procedure on how to...
I've seen it. I helped work on it, and I got a copy sent to me of it, and I presented it to my board at our board meeting last Wednesday. In fact, they went ahead and signed it. They liked it so much. They thought that was a great idea.
Good.
And I guess I meant to bring that today, but I didn't. But I'll get that back to you. So, no, we, as a fire district, we think it's a great idea. I would want to say that we don't need it that often, but apparently we kind of do. I think it would make a lot of things a lot clearer to do what we can do and when we can do it.
You're talking about make sure we're talking about the same thing. The first commission placed the matter on the agenda for discussion approval. Then you circulate copies of the proposed agreement to each fire district or fire agencies for, okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. Move to approve the intra-agency fire agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you, guys.
Bid recommendations for aviation fuel number 201609-350.
Hello again. This is in reference to a request for proposals that I saw on my radar screen was ready to expire regarding our aviation fuel supplier at the airport. And so I contacted airport manager Momick here, who's here with me this morning, Mr. Mike Momick, and we went ahead and released a request for proposals on September the 3rd based on using the specifications that were supplied to me by the airport manager as well as using previous information. The request for participation invitations, using the normal process that I do, went out to approximately 12 different fuel suppliers. It was, again, this number is 201609-350. It actually was set to expire on October the 4th, and we opened responses here on the 5th. The responses that we received were from the current provider, Nagler Oil Company in Springfield, Missouri, Aero Energy in Saline, Michigan, and Truman Arnold Companies in Dallas, Texas. I did receive some communications from other fuel suppliers indicating that they weren't interested in participating. We had done a few addendum, and the responses that we received that Mr. Molnick helped me open here were taken to the airport board of a group member of, I think, 10, 9 or 10. And I actually supplied them with a point system to review all of the responses. They completed a evaluation worksheet, and this morning the final results of that worksheet are that they are going to recommend Nagler Oil Company, again, as our existing vendor, to continue based on a 100% score on their score sheet. Also, more importantly, they had a 3% markup as was requested on their daily delivery charges versus the next lower response we received was from Truman at 15%. So that in itself might have been enough criteria to for us to offer them up as recommendation for award, just that large gap in the percentage of markup. But the airport board went the extra mile with also evaluating the other criteria that we put out in the RFP. And the overall scores are 100% for Nagler with a 3% markup, 80 score, an 80 score for Aero with a 22% markup, and 50 is the total score for Truman Arnold Companies with a 15% markup. So the airport board, Mr. Molnick is here to also formally recommend Nagler as our awarded fuel supplier vendor for aviation fuel. We had incorporated within the bid specifications, as we did previously, requested vendors, all vendors, to be prepared for a five-year term and to maintain that price increase percentage during that five-year term, and Nagler has agreed to do so. And I understand that we may, you know, have some stipulations there as to whether or not we can go a full five-year term, and I'll include those in the proposal for the agreement that I would normally send to legal after award. Well, I'm also probably going to ask the vendor, in this case, if awarded by you all, to supply us with their draft agreement that may cover the more intricacies and specifications of what they're going to be supplying to us better than my routine basic draft. Mr. Molnick, do you have anything to offer in your recommendation?
I'll just support that the board did recommend that we continue with Nagler for another five-year deal agreement, and they've worked well for us in, for the past 5 years, so I think continuing with them would be a good idea.
Is there a clause to get out of it if we need to?
Absolutely, always routine, yeah.
And
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brandon. I did.
Oh, I was going to ask if you had that spreadsheet here. The spreadsheet.
There's some handwritten notes and things. Yeah, but I'm going to prepare a full bid with the, you know, typewritten with the results.
I visited with Ron this morning a little bit about this, and I think that they could probably do a two with the possibility of an extension, but I don't think you can obligate future commissions for a five-year deal. That'd be a frank question, but I don't believe that they can do that. But I do believe that that can be put in the request that's sent back to them for a contract, that the length of time is questioned, and they can put 2 years with a three-year possible extension or a two-year possible extension, but I don't believe they can obligate all future
I'll include that contingency in the one we send, when we notify the awarded vendor. 2 to 5 year, whatever the commission votes on is legally, when you guys approve that, when that's put in front of you.
We can do that with the contract itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Move to award bid number 201609-350 to Nagler.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Senior Friendship Center building update.
Good morning, gentlemen. Okay, I have a PowerPoint. What are you looking for?
Three more?
To put on the other one? Jackie Gratz, and I am the president of the board of directors at the Eastern Taney County Senior Center. And I would like to tell you that I was asked to come here by the park board to present to the county what our plans are for a new senior center. And I'm going to go through a little bit of the history with you. And how many of you, I'm sure you've all heard that we have a building project that we're looking at. And I've been at the city already. I might have to have you advance. Oh, there. Oh. Oh, yeah. There we go. It should work. There. No, that's not what I want.
No, that was me getting out of there. Oh,
okay.
I need to do it for you.
Oh, okay. You know, you just leave it on the bottom right, that big screen there.
Mm-hmm.
On the bottom right, if you click on that button that's got the big screen, on the very bottom to the right. Okay, over just a little bit, but right next to the 70%, click that. There we go. All right, what I'll have you do, because I don't think this is working. If you can just click it for me. The history of what's going on right now, currently there is 9,743 citizens over the age of 65 in Taney County, and about 400 to 500 of them participate in activities currently at our current site. And you can just hit it again because it's going to bring more stuff up. We were founded in 1974 to help seniors to continue to live independently in their home again. And we are a 501c3 that was developed, I believe, in 1992. Okay. We've gradually, since 74, since they went into that site out there, our financial stability has grown. Currently, we have a